Okay, this is October 1st, Mind Traps.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There is a power for good in the universe, and you are one with that power. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this power for good, and also to make us aware that we can align ourselves with the power for good in the universe, and we can use that power to bring into our lives what we want. When I say align ourselves with that power, we have to start thinking better thoughts about ourselves, about the universe itself, and about this thing called God, so that we can align our thinking. The whole idea in life is to learn to think positive thoughts. The world teaches mostly negativity. It does not teach you to be positive. So we have a lot of negative things in our lives. We've learned a lot of negative things growing up. And now it is time for us to get rid of those negative things and to realize that this power for good in the universe is the only power that there really is, and that we are one with the power for good. Therefore, we must be good. I know that if you went to brand name churches in your life, you never heard that you were good. You were taught that you were bad. You were taught that you were sinners. And you were taught that you were doing something wrong, and you were offensive to this thing called God. You cannot be offensive to this thing called God, because you are one with this thing called God. You are one with this good. So let that sink through your consciousness so that you realize that you truly are good. Sometimes the mind likes to tell us that that is not so. And this month we're going to talk about mind traps and what the mind does to us and tries to take that away from us. That when I say our mind, I'm talking about that little ego mind that we have, that's always at us, always picking at us, and always telling us what? We're not enough, we don't have enough, and we don't do enough. So we want to eliminate that kind of thing, that kind of self-talk, from our minds. You've heard me say many times that life is a do-it-yourself project. We have to do it for ourselves. You can come here, you can listen to me, and you can take all of this in. But if you do not apply it and you do not change your thinking, there is nothing anyone can do for you. You know, it's the old thing, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. So unless you take this in, make it your own, and start to accept it as the truth of your being, it is not going to do you any good. It's good to come to these classes. It's good to come to some of the brand name churches and all, because you hear something and you feel good. Well, that's all well and good to feel good. But what can you do with that? You see, I think people should feel good all the time. But you have to do something about it. You have to take the knowledge that you now have and do something so that you can bring into your life what you want. Now, the idea of mind traps. You've heard me say that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. This is absolutely true. But we also live, move, and have our being in our own mind. There is nothing outside of our mind. The reality that you see is caused by your mind. If you don't like what you see in front of you, you must change your mind about that. All events that are happening in front of you are happening in your mind first, and then the event is in front of you, because we're always, what we are doing is we are watching a movie that we are projecting with our minds. So if you don't like the movie that you're seeing, you have to change your thinking. You have to change your mind and figure out, what am I doing wrong? I have a wonderful little quote here I want to do first. The mind is its own place, and it itself can make a heaven of hell a hell of heaven. That was John Milton who said that. And it's absolutely true. Nothing is good or bad that the mind make it so. It's our mind that is doing everything. So we don't want to fall for those little things. And one of the main things that you've heard me say before is the idea of Mary Baker Eddy. And I often talk about Mary Baker Eddy because I think she was an absolutely wonderful woman. And here is something I probably have never told you before, and maybe you never realized it before also. You know, Mary Baker Eddy founded Christian Science. She's the only woman that ever founded a religion. She's the only woman that ever founded a religion. So, what did Mary Baker Eddy say? You remember this one? You must argue with your mind like a lawyer before the judge. And you must always make sure that you win. You must never allow your mind to win. Never allow your mind to win. Now, when we were growing up and all, we had a word. And we all know this word, and we have used it. Now, in religious science, we do not use this word, but we're going to talk about it tonight. And that word is should. We get rid of the word should. Why do we get rid of the word should? We say, in religious science, you should never should on yourself. Never should on yourself. That's a hard one, isn't it, to say? Why are we encouraged not to use the word should? Now, your mind will always bring that up, by the way, should. You should have done this. You see? We change that to could. If you use the word should, you have taken all your freedom away. You've taken, I could have done it, but I've chose to do something else. But if you use the word should, you've taken a choice away. You've taken your freedom away. There's nowhere you can go with that word. And that's what we want to teach you, that you can have freedom. Freedom to think differently. But not when we're trained to use the word should. I should have done this, I should have done that. Now, what are the little mind traps that we're going to talk about? Well, one of them is the using the word should. Have you ever been either to a bookstore or a video store and so forth, and you bought whatever you wanted, and you got home and you said, your mind says, oh, I should have gotten the other book. I should have gotten the other book. I should have gotten the other video. I should have gotten this. Oh. You cannot do that to yourself. That takes your choice away. And that's the mind playing a little trip for you. And it's also setting a trap always so that you'll fall right into that trap. Then, once you say, I should have done it this way, and this way, now you start to feel bad about yourself. We are not here on this plane of action to feel bad about ourselves. We are here on this plane of action to enjoy every moment, to celebrate the now that is in front of us. There is only the now. So, think of those things. I've told you many times, learn to change your vocabulary. And see, when you change your vocabulary, you can change your whole world. Because words structure thought. And thought structures reality. So, if you're still using the word should, if you still hear that in the background somewhere when you do something, oh, I should have done that. Stop right away. Correct that. Tell it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. And tell it, I have control of my thinking. I am no longer a puppet of my conditioning. I am no longer going to use the word should. We don't want to do that. Now, the next little trick and traps that the mind sets for you is the idea of assuming something. I assumed this, that, and the other thing. You see, you can never assume anything. When you start to assume things, you're setting yourself up always for disappointment, because it's not going to work out the way you think it is. But you have this scenario going on inside of your mind telling you, oh, I can assume this is going to happen. I can assume he's going to do this. I can assume this is, I can assume the weather is going to be. All those, they're just assumptions. And you cannot have assumptions in your life. And yet we do that all the time. We have the assumptions in our life. So assumptions are always going to set you up, and they're always going to trip you up, and they're always going to trap you. So get rid of assumptions in your life. How do you do that? Just don't assume anything. Take things as they really are, you know. Reality is reality. What is going on in front of you is what is going on in front of you. So you cannot change that. Many people want to argue with the present moment. They want to argue with the now. You cannot argue with the now. When you're arguing with what's in front of you, when you're arguing with this thing called the now, you are making yourself morally superior to the moment. You see, if you're caught in traffic, you're caught in traffic. But if you let your mind start to tell you, oh, this is horrible, this shouldn't happen, this isn't right, whatever your mind is doing, you're becoming morally superior to the moment. And you cannot change that moment. The only thing you can change is your thinking. Start to think nice things while you're in traffic. Or do what I do. Don't get into the traffic in the first place. As soon as I see any traffic coming, I take a side street. I go someplace else. One Saturday I was going to Glendale. I never like to go out on Saturdays, but I thought, well, I'll make an attempt. So I got on to Los Feliz. Well, it was just ridiculous. Well, I know if I go down, get on Hyperion, I can get right into Glendale with no traffic whatsoever. With no traffic whatsoever. You have to find a different way to do things. People will stay in that and say, oh, it took me hours to get to Glendale, and they'll complain about the whole thing when all they have to do is turn off Los Feliz, get on Hyperion, and it goes right in to Brand Avenue, and you're right there, lickety-split. But they don't. They sit and complain in traffic. They sit and complain in traffic. Why do we want to do that? Why do we want to complain? We think that that's filling in, and that's what life is, and this is the way it's supposed to be. That is not the way your life is supposed to be. Your life is not supposed to be that. I call those the nits and fleas of life. I do not like them, and I like to get rid of them as fast as I possibly can. Who wants to sit around also and think negative thoughts? Where did we learn this thing of thinking negative thoughts all the time? I had a woman yesterday, Sunday came, and she wanted to know how much money she needed to retire. I said, well, I can't answer that question for you. How much money do you think you need? If you think you need a great deal of money, you'll never retire. You'll never retire. Now, why do we do that? Money is never the issue. Money is never the issue. But her mind is telling her she doesn't have enough money to retire. She probably has more money than all of us. But she's not going to retire because she doesn't think it's enough. If you don't think you have enough, you will never have enough. You will never have enough. And then what is the next thing that we want our minds to remember when we're discussing money? Because she doesn't want to quit her job. I'll tell you, she's not here. And I think I can reveal that. She works for Steven Spielberg. She'll never be able to. She wants to leave, but she makes such good money. She hates to give up the money, and she doesn't know what she's going to do. Does anyone see what the mind is doing, the trap that she's put herself in? She has forgotten one of the biggest things. And what is the biggest thing that she's forgotten? God. God is always your source and your supply. God is always your source and supply, not Steven Spielberg, not your job. And if your mind, if your consciousness is stretched, it's not going to go back. If she would quit her job, she would go right out and be able to get another job at the same amount of money or more money. You see, we never go back. God is moving forward. Everything is moving forward all the time. That's why we say, I'm always moving from my good to my greater good. Yet, the mind trap is that that is not so. Because we listen to the outside world. We listen to the outside world. We listen to the news. We do all those crazy things. I told you the other week I made a mistake and turned on the news. I never saw such a mess in my life. I had to turn it off. It's absolutely upsetting. It's absolutely upsetting, all the stuff that's going on, especially that Middle East and all this. And is this one getting the nuclear bomb? Is this one happening? Is that happening? You can't not allow your mind to draw you in to those things. Do not allow your mind to draw you in to those things. You have to make up your mind what type of reality that you want to live in. What type of reality do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a reality of harmony, of peace, and so forth? You can do that. And you can be happy all the time. But you have to make up your mind to do that. The trap is, the mind trap is, that that is not so, because we don't hear it. And we certainly don't hear it from the outside world, and there's very few people that absolutely believe that. Because we were brought up with the belief that you can only have so much happiness. You can only have so much happiness. When I was a child, the comment was always, now don't you think you've had enough fun for the day? Don't you think you had enough? No, I don't think I had enough fun for the day. Thank you. I would like a little bit more. No, you can't have any more. You've had enough fun for the day. Now, who makes that crazy thing up? Have you all heard that? Did your parents say that to you? You've had enough fun for the day. Your life should be fun. The whole day should be fun. Why do you say, oh, I can only have a couple hours of fun. Now I have to work. I have to do all this other stuff because I've had enough fun for the day. Horrible mind trap to get yourself into. Horrible trap to get yourself into. Say to yourself, I can have fun all day long. I can have as much fun as I want. I can have fun 24 hours a day. I'm not hurting anybody while I'm having fun. I'm not hurting anybody. I also grew up with it. Now it's time to get serious. About what? What are we supposed to get serious about? See, we grew up with all these things that now we have to look at and say we were taught wrong. I'm not upset about it. I wish it wouldn't have happened. But we have to recognize it, and then we have to be able to do something about it. We have to be able to change our thinking about it. Otherwise, we fall right in the trap again, and we start to believe that. You know perfectly well that your whole life is made up of what? Your attitudes, your opinions, your beliefs, and your viewpoints. And all of those can be changed. All of those can be changed. I heard this wonderful thing, and I just love it. If you're always getting the same thing in life and the same thing in life, it's like if you don't change the bait, you're going to get the same thing. fishermen know that. They have to change the bait if they want to catch a different type of fish. And we keep using the same bait. And we keep bringing in the same thing. Change the bait. Change the bait. Very easy, very simple to do. Recognize it and then say, well, I'm just changing. I'm going to change this. This is not going to keep reoccurring in my life constantly. Otherwise, you just keep repeating yourself. And we know tons of people who do that throughout their entire life. They just keep doing the same thing. How many people do you know that have been married 3 and 4 times? And they marry the exact same person, just with a different face. Just with a different face. Because they've never changed the bait. They've never changed themselves. And they keep getting the same thing over and over and over. We are not here to get to do the same thing over and over and over. We say that all things are possible with God. That God can make all things possible. We also say that God makes all things new. God does not say, this happened this way yesterday, and it's going to happen again tomorrow the same way. No, God can make all things new, and all things are possible with God. All things are possible with us. All things are possible with this mind that we have. A few weeks ago, I was talking to you about the mind. Now they know that the mind can change at any age. We can learn something. When I grew up, it was, oh, well, let them alone. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now we know that you can do that. Why? Because they have discovered that this brain of ours, which we've always known, that we only use a small portion of, but the thing that they have learned that is the most amazing thing, the brain is plastic. It can change. It can change at any time. We don't have to keep thinking the same thought. We do not have to keep doing the same thing. 98% of the things that you think about, you know, are repetitive. 98% of what you think about is repetitive. It's enough to drive you nuts, isn't it? Who wants to keep thinking that same thought over and over and over? Gets in there. Makes a little groove, just like in an old record, and it just keeps playing the same thing, the same thing. Change that. Change that with yourself. Know that you can do that. See your mind. Last month we talked about visualization. Visualize your mind as plastic. Visualize your mind as changing. And it will start to change. Say, I'm opening up new areas in my mind. I'm opening up new channels. I'm opening up new synapses in my mind. When I wanted to learn how to use from my right side of the brain to my left side of the brain, I picture the brain and I picture a bridge. Just a bridge. When I want to go to the other side, I just walk across. I just walk across the bridge and get to where I want to go. This is how you use your mind. This is how you use visualization. I said this before, and I'm going to say it probably until I'm no longer on this plane of action. This teaching is called science of mind. Your mind. We're trying to change your mind. Nobody else's mind, and certainly not this mind of God. You cannot change the mind of God. So, you're living in your own mind, and you're living with your own thoughts. And you will never escape from that. But you can change all the thoughts in your mind, and you can change the atmosphere. You can change what's going on inside of there so that you're not falling in the trap all the time, so that you're not always going in the same direction. But you have to remember that. You have to know those things. I was talking to a lady today who's been sick for 4 months, and I had sent off for her to get a copy of Daily Word. She still hadn't gotten it, so I called today, and I said, I would like to check into this. And they said, oh, that's because you sent in a Christmas certificate. I said, I did. I didn't know that. She said, well, it's printed on there very small. Most people can't see it. I felt like, well, why don't you take it off? But I said, well, could you do anything about this? I said, you know, this lady's been sick for 4 months now, and if she doesn't get the Daily Word, she won't need it. You know, so they promised to have it to her by the end of this week. They will start giving her the Daily Word. Here again, we talked last month, and we're always going to talk about it. What spiritual practices are you doing? What are you doing to improve your thinking? Are you reading something affirmative every day? Are you reading Daily Word every day? Or Science of Mind, New Thought, I think. Is it New Thought? Is it called New Thought? Do something, and then think about that, and see what it does. And then, not only see, sort of feel what it's doing, and see if it can't rearrange something in your skull here. See if you can't rearrange things. We have to do that. You have to do that. Otherwise, you're just going to keep repeating, and you're going to keep falling for the same mind traps, just absolutely constantly. What are some of the other mind traps you do? You use this assumption and so forth. How many people, not only after you learn that you shouldn't do the word should, okay, we get rid of the word should, but how many people say, oh, I should have said this, I could have done that, I should have done that, da, 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 that person, and we start to make up all these stories about something that doesn't even exist. It doesn't even exist. You have to bring yourself back to the now. You have to stop letting your mind tell you stories all the time. The mind loves to tell you a story. And it'll tell you those stories, and you get very intrigued with those stories. Well, you know, he said this to me, and that must mean this, 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 and this. You see? Don't fall for those things. By the way, there's a new field out, and it was started at Harvard, and it's called positive psychology. Positive psychology. Because most psychologists are not positive. They want to dwell on what is in the past and all the bad things that happened to you. But positive psychology concentrates on all the positive things. Now, what do we know about the idea of concentrating on something or focusing? You know, you can't get anywhere in life unless you focus. You see, you have to focus. If you focus and put your mind on something negative, you're going to get more negativity. But if you focus on the positive, you're going to get more of the positive. You're going to get more of the positive. And that's what we want to learn to do. We want to learn the idea that where mind goes, energy flows. Where mind goes, energy flows. What do I mean by that? That means when I focus on something, my energy is going there, my mind is going there, and this power for good that's in the universe is going right along with me. It's going right along with me in that. So we have to do that. In healing and so forth, the whole idea of healing and so forth is done with energy and focusing that energy to the place that you want to heal and so forth. Back to the lady that I talked to about Daily Word. I said to her, she said something to me, and I said, well, you know, it's very funny. She has a back problem. And I said, you have to send your energy there, and you have to realize that that's repairing itself right here and right now. And new cells are coming, new muscles are coming, new tendons are coming. Whatever is needed to repair that is coming to you right here and right now. Then we got into this idea. Most people have no idea that your body is renewing itself just constantly. I'm absolutely amazed with people who don't realize, you know, I think it's every 5 to 7 days you have a completely new stomach. You have a completely new stomach. They used to say that we were completely redone every 7 years. They have that down to about 4.5 now. We redo our whole thing in 4.5 years. I forget how quickly we have new eyes. You see? Now, when I say all these different things, then why do I wear glasses if I have new eyes all the time? You see? Because I've worn glasses for so long, I think I need them. And I can't get over that. If you have a new stomach every 5 to 7 days, then why do you have ulcers? Because of memory. You think, oh, well, I have ulcers. It doesn't matter what my stomach's doing. Instead of saying, oh, I may have those now, but they're on their way out. My stomach's rebuilding itself. My stomach's brand new, you see. How many times have you heard me say that God is not in the repair business? See, people think, oh, I'll have this repaired, all this will be repaired. God doesn't repair things. God makes all things new. God makes all things new. But we're under the belief that we can be repaired, just like a car. So many people, and my mother was one, she thought, oh, well, I'll just have that repaired. I'll have this repaired. I'll have all my parts replaced. I'll have all this done and that done. And people still, and doctors, of course, say, well, we can repair that. You say, can't repair it. God makes all things new. So that's another mind trap that we fall for. We start to believe in that world, which is so convincing. Instead of saying, ah, right here and right now, my body is repairing itself. I've told you many times that resurrection is always going on inside of you. Resurrection is always going inside of you. Because new cells are being born as you sit there. New cells are constantly being reborn in you. Now, these are good cells, new, fresh cells. And you have to remember that one, that they're brand new cells. When we stay ill and we stay in the different situations or the place that we are in, health-wise and so forth, it's simply because we fail to remember that this thing, our body, is making all things new. But every cell in your body is always born into a thought atmosphere. It's born into a thought atmosphere. And if it's born into an atmosphere of health, it'll be healthy. If you're born into an atmosphere of being happy, your cells will be happy. But if you're depressed and you're thinking sickness and so forth, that is the atmosphere that the cell is being born into. So you can change that. Don't fall for that. That's another mind trap. You don't want your mind to tell you those things. You see? And it's easy for your mind to do that because everyone else is doing it and the world is certainly doing it out there. So give yourself more credit and give yourself more power to be able to do these things for yourself. To be able to do these things. This thing called the universe, this thing called God, this thing called good is always one with you. Is always one with you. When I start to feel bad, I sit down and I remind myself that this thing called God cannot be sick. Cannot be sick. God doesn't take 3 days off with a cough or a cold and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't do it. So why do we do it? We fall for it. It's a mind trap, once again. Everything is done in your mind. Watch your mind. Become a witness to your mind. Become a witness to this thinking process that's going on in you. And see that you can change it. Know that you can change it. Instead of allowing it to go on and on and taking it for granted. Well, this is the way everyone else does it, and this is the way the world works, and this, that, and the other. Who cares about the world? You see. Do you remember what Jesus said? I am in this world, but I am not of this world. You're not of this world. You cannot be. If you want to be of this world, you're going to fall for all the things. You're going to be in one mind trap after the other. Say to yourself every day, I'm in this world, but I am not of this world. And that does not make the world bad. You look around, you can see that the world is a wonderful, wonderful place. This planet that we live on is a wonderful, wonderful place. You have to know that about yourself and not fall for all that stuff that's out there. I hear too many people complaining all the time about this, that, and the other thing. Where is that going to get you? Learn to think positive thoughts. The body was made to have positive thoughts running through it. And you know that. You can prove that for yourself, because when you have positive thoughts, do you not feel better? And when you start to have negative thoughts, don't you start to feel poorly? Yes. So you can prove this. Any of the things that in religious science, by the way, can be proven. You do this teaching does not tell you, oh, just accept that mystery, just accept this, that, and the other thing. No. Prove it. And it can be proven, you see. If you want a mystery religion and so forth, there's plenty of brand name churches out there that will offer that to you. But where is it going to get you? Where is it going to get you? Think for yourselves. Know that you have a wonderful mind, and you have a mind that can change, and therefore you can change. You can change every attitude that you have, every belief that you have, every viewpoint that you have, and every opinion that you have. Do not allow those things to run your life for you. I love the idea about viewpoints, and I use it all the time. I don't have viewpoints. I have many points to view. See, instead of a viewpoint, people love to have a viewpoint. What's your viewpoint on that? They're always asking in that thing. What's your viewpoint on that? I have many points to view. I don't have a viewpoint on it. You see? I don't have that. When you start to have viewpoints, when you start to have the assumptions, you're locking yourself in. You're now in a mind trap again that you can't get out of. And we want to be free. The whole idea in life is to be free, is to be able to think good thoughts, better thoughts, bigger thoughts about ourselves and about life itself, to see things differently. To see things differently. This whole teaching is about that. It's about teaching people to see things differently. Vernon Howard was a man from, I think, Denver, Colorado. And he said there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you must choose a different way to go through life. A different way to go through life is to get rid of all these old things that we think we have to have. That we say, humans. You know, well, I'm just human. Therefore, I get jealous. I have hatreds. I have this. I have that. Why? Why do we have to have any of those things? We don't have to have any of those things. And they're horrible. They do horrible, horrible things to your body. They do horrible things to your body. Give them up. Give all that stuff up. And start to think differently. Think differently about yourself. It's absolutely possible to do that. So why do we not do it? Because we get trapped by our mind. Your mind is not your friend. It will never be your friend. It has never brought you any good news whatsoever. It has never brought you any good news whatsoever. Why do you want to listen to it? What is the main thing that we teach in religious science? You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. You must learn to use your mind. You must learn to use your mind. Years ago, I used to tell people, your mind is like a bad neighborhood. Do not go into it alone. Do not go into your mind alone. Unless you have the strength and the power to stop it from taking you down the wrong road. And most of us have not reached that yet. We have not reached that on a spiritual level at all. We allow our mind to throw us all over the place constantly. The mind lies to you, up one side and down the other. People do not believe that. How do we know that the mind lies to us? Well, if you look down a railroad track, do not the tracks come together? If you look down a railroad track, it comes together. That's a lie. The mind is telling you a lie. You can't do that. What's the other one? You see a ship going. Doesn't look like it drops off at the end. That's a lie. That's an assumption. That's an appearance. And you can't go by any of those. You have to go by what you know about yourself. This is a lie. This is an illusion. This is an appearance. This is an assumption. I'm not going to get trapped with these things. I'm going to learn to see things differently. I'm going to learn to think differently. And to think differently about myself. How many people here are thinking good thoughts about themselves 24 hours a day? Are you always holding yourself in the highest of esteem? Are you instantly forgiving yourself if you make a mistake of any type? So you have to do that. You have to do that for yourself. No one can do that for you. And you have to forgive yourself morning, noon, night for any indiscretion that you're doing. You say, you have to do that. Now, brand name churches teach you that God will forgive you. I'm here to tell you that God is not in the forgiving business. God does not forgive. Why does God not forgive? Because God never condemns. God always holds you in the highest of esteem. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter. God always holds you in the highest of esteem. So God cannot forgive you. When I had the church, I used to say to people, God cannot forgive you. This church cannot forgive you. And I cannot forgive you. Only you can forgive yourself. Only you can forgive yourself. Life is a do-it-yourself project. And it's an inside job always. And you have to do it for yourself. Why don't we do it for ourselves? Because we don't think we have the power. We don't think we have the authority to do it. Most people think at war, they don't think they have the education to do it. They want somebody else, a teacher, to tell them, oh yes, that's okay. You have to start to take that power, and you have to say, I am one with this thing called God. I can use that power. I have the authority to do that. How do we know that we have the authority to do things? Because in the Bible, it says God gave us dominion. Dominion over everything. God gave us dominion over everything. That means over our minds. Dominion over our mind. But we think it means, oh, dominion over animals or lesser people and all that. No. We have dominion. Dominion over our own selves, over this mind of ours. If you want the kingdom of heaven is in your mind. You must give yourself permission to have that kingdom. You must say, I am the king of my kingdom. And what does that mean? That means I can control my thinking. I can learn to respond to life the way I want to respond to life. I am no longer going to just react to things. I am going to learn to respond the way I want to respond. So if you're in the traffic, you can learn to respond differently by saying, it's just traffic, and I'll put on the tape or I'll listen to the music till the traffic goes away. Because this is what's happening right now in my life, and every minute, every second is the now. And I have to enjoy the now. If you don't enjoy every moment of your life, you are wasting your life. You are throwing it away. You are throwing it away. Many people think they still have time. They can find themselves. They still have time. You can't find yourself in time. You don't have any time. There's no such thing as time. You can't find yourself in time. You can only find yourself in the now. No such thing as time. Give that idea up. But learn to enjoy every moment of everything that's going on. If it's the traffic, if it's the child crying, if it's this, whatever it is, that's what's going on. Don't be morally superior to the moment. Accept it. Because that's your life. That's your life. That moment is your life. That now moment is your life. And we throw all that away and we get angry, we get upset. We say, well, I want a different experience. You're throwing your life away. You're falling for a mind trap. The mind is going to tell you, oh, it'll be better tomorrow. It won't be better tomorrow unless you make it better. Unless you make it better. How many people have gone on vacation and you sit down and the person beside you says, oh, you've been here last week. It was the weather was much better last week. Well, I wasn't there last week. I'm here right now. Please let me enjoy what I'm having now. You see, it's a trap every damn time. It's a trap the mind sets up for you. Learn to live in the moment. Learn to live in this wonderful thing called the now. That is where your life is. That is where your power is. That's the only thing you can control is the now. Only thing you control is the now. Now, we've all heard that, haven't we? That's nothing new. That's no new information for you, is it? You know all about the now, right? And your mind says, oh yeah, I understand that. That's now. And what does your mind say next? But could you clarify that? Could you clarify that for me? Say, could you give me just a little bit more, please? No. It's the now. Can't. But your mind says, oh, yeah, I understand that, but what does it mean? But what does it mean? You have to learn to control that. I'm living in the now. I'm living in this moment. I am enjoying my life right here and right now. Now, when you do that, what else does it do? It gets rid of all the worries and concerns. And it certainly will get rid of all the worries and concerns about this great big thing that we have out there in the world called, are you ready for retirement? You know, are you ready for retirement? I don't think you will ever be ready for retirement. But if you live in the now, who's retired? No one's retired in the now. No one's retired in the now. Don't worry about those things. They will take care of themselves. Learn to enjoy yourself now. In this very moment, relish and savor every moment in your life as a wonderful, wonderful gift. Because it doesn't matter how long you live, it's a very short time. It's a very short time. My cousin loves to go into cemeteries. Why? I don't know. He's always looking something up. And I used to tag along with him. And I was always absolutely amazed to read all these old tombstones and to realize that those people were dead longer than that they were alive. Doesn't make sense, does it? Doesn't make sense. Learn to use this wonderful mind of yours. Learn to control it. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours to use. Live in the moment. Savor the moment. Enjoy the moment. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.